fearful. I'm not sure I want to know. These people are hideous and grotesque.
No,
must
you
we?
Know. You
Do
want
we?
To know.
Really?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Yep.
Who's naked now?
No! Put it on! Put it on!
Who's naked now?
Who's naked now?
Woman arrested for walking nude through Carmel Clay Public Library.
The library? Wow, I don't think I've seen a lot of nudity in libraries.
Sure, you know, because that's what you go look for.
Yeah, the naughty books.
Of course.
And, of course, online on the computers. You can look up the granny tranny donkey porn. But actually in person. Never seen that.
I have to write that down. Police arrested a 42-year-old woman March 4th. When was that?
2 days ago?
2 days ago,
yeah.
After she allegedly disrobed in the public library and walked around naked while under the influence of?
Oh, meth.
Wrong. Go ahead.
Alcohol.
Three guesses. Okay, wrong.
Cocaine.
Marijuana.
What? Come on.
Right?
Wow, she must have had some killer bud. Must have been from Jamaica or something. Man.
According to a probable cause affidavit, a library employee told police that the woman, identified as Gwen Cornell, stood on a bench as she took off all her clothes.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I need your attention, please.
Especially you in bibliographies.
And then began walking through the facility.
Hmm.
The incident happened at about 6 p.m. in the afternoon.
Hope she was blowing kisses and, you know, doing little twirls and dances, not just wandering around. Although, I guess that would be fine, too.
I mean, it's really a weird thing that, that people who are high or drunk or whatever, it really seems like that's the go-to move.
Got to get them clothes off.
Got to get the clothes off.
Got to be in public.
I'm not sure why.
I think I was like 4 the last time I felt that way, I think.
Do you think it's because it's what you're not supposed to do? Like you're just fighting what you're supposed to do?
I don't know. I think the only way to figure this out is get some really good bud or whatever and
go
head
to a
library and see what we
95.
See what
happens. The LA Kings are in third place in the Pacific. So if you'd like to go see them, we have 4 tickets to see them take on the Ottawa Senators. It is tomorrow night, Thursday night, at Crypto.com Arena. Everybody can get their tickets at LAKings.com/tickets. Or you can be caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS and do a little hockey slang today.
Good luck!
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hey, it's James.
Hey, James.
James, you're caller 25.
How are you guys? Thank you.
We're good, thank you. We are going to do some hockey slang to see if you can get tickets to see the LA Kings.
Let's do it.
All right. Where is Top Shelf?
Oh, that's going to be... That's the goal's net between the crossbar and the shoulders.
Yeah, between the goalie's shoulder and the crossbar.
Ding, exactly. Ding, 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 ding!
Exactly. So happy that a fan got these tickets. You got 4 tickets for tomorrow night. LA Kings take on the Ottawa Senators at Crypto.com, and everybody else can get tickets at LAKings.com/tickets.
You guys rock, man. Thanks.
You know how much it sucks to go through TSA when you're flying?
I can't stand it. I mean, you have to be to the airport 3 days before you're taking off.
Yeah, it's getting to be that way.
Take off your shoes.
TSA is testing new self-service screening.
Oh, yeah. I don't have any bombs or anything. I'm good. I don't have any weaponry, lots of drugs.
I think this is sort of like going through the grocery store where you just check out yourself.
Oh, so they're trying to save money.
So it shows a person standing in front of that x-ray machine or whatever it is.
Which, by the way, shows them your naked body.
It does,
People have kind of forgotten about that. There was a lot of, about that at first.
There was, yeah.
And everybody's like, oh, well, whatever.
They're going to start using it on Monday at Harry Reid International Airport in Las Vegas.
Everybody go to Harry Reid. Let's party. Woo!
The technology, which is being tested for the first time yesterday, drew comparisons to self-checkout lanes. Mm-hmm. The innovative approach greets passengers with a virtual agent.
Hello, I am the virtual agent, and I will not be patting you on your butt today. Sorry.
Who is ready to assist by answering questions. TSA agents are available for support, but they don't need to be physically present at the checkpoint.
Can you like ask it a question like, how much does the moon weigh, and watch it start smoking?
The new system will allow officers to monitor x-ray machines remotely, potentially reducing the number of TSA agents needed at each checkpoint.
Okay.
Well, my thought is, what if you need a pat down?
I do. I always need a pat down. I mean, every single time.
We're going to need a self pat down, please. A self pat down.
I mean, you know, I've used robots.
Please be thorough.
As pat downs, but it's just not quite as much fun.
No.
You gotta have a human.
Make sure and work around the melons.
When I was in Paris, I got a pat down at that airport, and I was really tired because I was jet lagged, and I just started moaning, and I don't think the guy appreciated it.
That's always hilarious,
right?
To moan.
Thank you.
Oh yeah.
Oh
yeah.
That's good.
All right. Now the fun bags. Let's go to the fun bags. Just put them on the glass.
A Southern California man is suing a luxury resort in Las Vegas.
Why? What now?
Suing.
What?
Saying he was stung by a scorpion on his testicles while sleeping at the hotel.
I saw this. That's horrifying. I mean, you have so much body, you know,
that's
to
my
choose
question.
From.
How does what? The scorpion know that's where the goods are? You know what I mean?
Like, those look delicious. I think I'll sting those.
Why wouldn't you sting like a leg or an arm or
an eyeball,
a torso?
Anything but that.
Michael Farchi is the name of this guy of Agoura
Farchi.
Hills. Here's the report.
But an Agoura Hills man got a sharp surprise in the middle of the night when he says he was attacked by a scorpion on his testicles at a Vegas hotel.
Damn.
Right?
Damn.
That is a nightmare.
I mean, you're there in the hotel. It's not like you're camping. You're not like out in the middle of the desert or whatever. You're there in the hotel.
So we're going to take calls of you got attacked in bed, but not by a person. You got attacked in bed.
By something.
By a wild something.
You got attacked in bed
by
a wild something.
Yeah. By a brown recluse spider that took 6 months to get over and a skin graft from the side of my head.
And it has a nice little mark on the back of your neck now.
It'll be there forever.
Yeah, that's fun. All right,
back
you were
to the
attacked.
Scorpion.
This guy attacked.
I put my eyeglasses, then I was in shock. Then I have a scorpion over there just hanging on my underwear.
Michael Farchi says the scorpion attacked in the middle of the night as he was sound asleep at the Palazzo at the Venetian in Vegas.
What? I thought it was going to be like one of them run down out in the middle of the...
Of course.
Yeah, way off the strip.
This is hilarious because what you would do if you felt that pain...
Is scream your head off.
Yes, but you would also reach to see what's going on.
Of course.
I woke up with a sharp pain in my private area.
Private area.
I was surprised. I didn't know what is that. I reached my hand to see what's happening over there under the cover, and I just got another sharp pain.
The venomous creature stinging Farchi 3 to 4 times.
Damn!
He stung his hand while he was reaching down there to see what was going on.
You don't want me doing this?
Right.
Well, I'll sting you there and there and there.
What, don't you like this?
How do you feel about this?
Sucker!
The medical report clearly shows the focus of the injury. It happened December 26th while Farchi and his family were enjoying a holiday vacation at the Venetian.
Damn. Wow. They better be like comped for life.
I would think so, too.
Forever and ever and ever.
That is not what you want to have.
I used to wake up when we'd go camping with spiders all over me.
Freaks me out so much.
It was nasty.
Why
man.
Would you say that?
They were just daddy long legs, you know, those really thin, stupid. But there would be like 20 of them on me and 20 of them on my friend.
No.
Like every time you woke up.
Don't
one of us
it.
Would wake up screaming.
All right, so you were attacked in your bed by a wild
thing.
Insect.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Or snake. Or
snake. I didn't even think about that. 818-955-KLOS.
So when you're in a singles bar and you're trying to pick up a scorpion to take back to your room and get into bed with, what sort of things do you say to the scorpion? What sort of drinks do scorpions like?
I don't think this scorpion was invited into bed.
He just showed up in bed and bit this guy on his...
Stung the guy on his wiener.
Yeah. Oh, man. I mean, of all the land, the real estate you could sting.
It was a scrote attack. I don't understand how or why.
Horrifying.
Because you're right, with all of the other parts of your skin, how does it know?
Right, why would it choose that particular, that region? I mean, there's so much.
So we're talking about you were pretty much attacked in bed. What about you?
So it wasn't an actual bed, it was a water bed. I was in a resort, and I had similar area start, you know, bothering me. And I went down to scratch, and I noticed that area had become enlarged to the point where it could hide both of my hands. And as I was swimming to the beach, somebody was screaming at me, "Oh, there's something on your back."
Oh,
it was a jellyfish.
Oh no.
Yeah, so he got me down there, and then he got me up top.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
What does that do exactly? So, like, when you got to the shore...
So the lifeguards wanted to urinate on me. I said no.
They always want to urinate on me.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with the sting. Go ahead.
They had these like wipies, and I'm like, I don't think that's going to work. And then a lady told me Windex.
Windex?
And somehow somebody had Windex in their car, and I was in the public bathroom spraying my area and my back, and the pain went away immediately.
Wow.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's at least shocking. You weren't in bed.
Oh, God, no, but it was terrible.
Sure.
Yeah, that sounds bad.
Yeah. Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi there.
It's Chris, and I definitely got bit by something in the middle of the night at a hotel. I think it was a spider, so all they saw was the little holes and not necessarily identifying the animal. But I was at a conference.
At a what? So I'm sorry, at a what conference?
Like a work conference. Like you went away for work, right?
Right.
In the hotel. And somebody's like, dude, your arm is like twice as big as the other one, and it had all swelled up. And they're like, I think you got to bow out of here and just go to the hospital.
Wow.
How did you not notice that? How did it take somebody else to tell you that you have an arm that's twice the size?
It was sore.
What are you, Popeye?
But I guess, you know, you're just sort of distracted. Right. Something like that.
Wow. Right. But you never did know what bit you in the middle of the night in the bed.
That's right. So I told the hotel, and they were like, oh, sorry, dude. We'll fumigate the room. And that was about it.
Oh, that's helpful.
Wow.
Wow. Damn. Right on. Thanks for calling. So you were attacked in bed. You're trying to sleep. You were leaving everyone alone for once.
You're innocent. 818-955-KLOS. A Southern California man says that a scorpion stung him in the testicles in Las Vegas.
It just doesnn't get any worse than that. You couldn't wish that on your enemy. You wouldn't even think of that.
And I don't know why that's the point of contact.
Why? You know, there's a whole bed there.
Right.
There's probably someone else in it. There's
I would think.
Hotel full of people.
Sure.
And the little body parts to choose from. I'm going for that one.
Going for the scrote.
I'm going to sting that. You bastard.
That's not cool.
No.
So we're talking about getting attacked while sleeping in bed. What do you got?
So I was at camp in upstate New York, and I'm from California, of course, so I heard this really loud, obnoxious buzzing sound. I thought it had to be some kind of flight pattern going on.
Right.
But no, I get out of the bed, take one step. Unfortunately, there was a yellow jacket nest.
Oh, no.
That was under the flooring. And if you know anything about a yellow jacket, it does not stop stinging because they do not lose their stingers.
Yep.
It went up my shirt, in my hair, everything. And the camp counselor decides, it's a co-ed camp, by the way. I was 15 years old. Decides the best idea is to take me out into the middle of the quad area and pull off my clothes. What? So that these yellow jackets are no longer caught underneath my clothing, stinging me. And I was a little overweight. So it was the worst experience.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Did she invite everybody out to watch?
Yeah, right? Hey, kids.
I looked so bad. And it was a week-long camp. And my dad is a doctor. He did not come pick me up. You can handle it.
Cannot. That's
never
awful.
Came back.
Good
I
for you.
Never more happy to go back to California.
I'll bet.
Wow.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That is horrible.
Ouch.
Horrible.
Ouch, indeed. Thank you for calling.
Wow, thank you. Yeah, thanks. Oh. Damn.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Thank you. We're talking about you got stung in bed.
Yeah. At the time I was coaching high school football, I was in bed for the weekend, and I felt something bite the right side of my eye. Just outside it on the skin and the skull side. So about a week later, something started swelling on my side. I'm like, what is that? It looked like a zit, but it turned out to be like a ginormous spider bite.
Oh, no.
So it was right between the ear and the eye socket. So it started getting swollen. And so my mom got me on venom stick to kind of eat out the skin so it could come to the surface. And eventually, about 2 weeks later, I kind of touched it in the mirror, and it exploded. It ruptured right over.
Oh, my God.
The mirror, and there was just constant venom all over the place, and
wow.
I had to clean it up.
Wow. Wow.
That is not good.
No. That is insane.
But here's the kicker. After I cleaned it up and put the Band-Aid on, everybody thought I got shot in the face.
And you said you did, right?
Right. You went with it.
Of course I did. Yeah. Yeah, right.
Right on, dude. That's horrifying. Thank you for calling. Thanks, dude.
Thanks.
Thanks. Right on, man. 818-955-KLOS.
You got stung in bed.
Attacked in your bed. I'd like to dedicate that song to my high school history teacher, Mr. Allen.
What are the chances he's listening?
Oh, very, very high. And every time it would come on, he always had the radio on in class, which was awesome.
Really?
Yeah, he was a really young dude. He had just graduated, and he'd always have the radio on a rock station.
What?
Every time that came on, everything stopped. No more history talk. Got to turn up the stones.
What a great teacher.
I know, he ruled. Mr. Allen!
We are talking about you got stung in bed based on the guy that was in Las Vegas and got his wiener attacked. Attacked.
Comedy keyword.
What's the... By what was it?
It was a scorpion.
A scorpion.
I'll have that.
If you can imagine that.
No.
You have a story like that?
I got bit right in the exact middle of my back.
Oh.
And I could not reach it, could not touch it. I was in bed when I got bit at home. And at the time, I was driving a tow truck. So I had to sit, I couldn't lean back up against the seat of the truck. I had to put a little donut behind me for about 2.5 weeks driving around. And it finally got to where it was ready to pop, and I couldn't reach it. So the only person I knew, my ex-girlfriend, who was a mom. So I figured, hell, she'd do it. She's a mom.
Right.
I did. She did it. I went over there, and she popped it for me and got all the out of it.
God bless moms.
Thanks for calling, man. That's wonderfully horrifying.
Thank you. Man. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. You got stung while in bed?
Yes, I did. I got stung on my butt. I was convinced that I had bed bugs because I always slept on my back. But it turned out I'd been sleeping on my stomach and mosquitoes were coming in underneath my front door and stinging me on my butt while I was sleeping.
Well, I mean, you know, that's if you're going to get a little blood, that's a nice ample space,
sure.
I should think.
How did they get under your front door?
Crappy weather stripping.
Oh, gotcha.
I've had doors like that, front doors.
You?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Really horrible.
This wasn't ladylike walking around scratching my butt.
Sure. I can see
hey,
that.
Hey, I do it all the time. I'm ladylike.
Sluggo scratches his butt when it's not itchy.
That's true. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, so there was about four of us teenagers who went over to sleepover, and there wasn't enough bed, so two of us slept on the floor. Middle of the night, my friends start screaming, hollering. We just, you know, get pissed at him. We start telling him to shut up and stuff, and he's grabbing his ear. So it turned out a cockroach crawled into his ear and it was biting the inside
Whoa!
Of his
body. Oh, my God.
Urgency to get that out.
Wow.
And we were beating him up because but it was so, I felt so, and he can't hear that well anymore. So we Whoa. Felt bad for him, but because we didn't, you know, they
sure.
were just freaking out.
No, of course. Yeah,
you're like, shut up, man. You're a dork. You're stupid. Shut up. Oh, there's a cockroach in your ear.
Whoa. Yeah, wow. So anyway.
I think you might win.
That is rough.
Yeah, yeah, that's horrifying. Attacked by a cockroach.
I don't like this topic anymore.
No. Give me five. Million. Songs in a row. Oh, that's going to take some time.
It is forever. Today's theme is numbers in the title.
Yeah, if the song has a number in the title, we'll play it if we can find it.
818-955-KLOS.
Seems kind of appropriate to start with Jay Giles' band Land of a Thousand Dances, which also starts this way.
Yeah, KLOS, that's the song I wanted that you're playing now.
Oh, James Gang?
Yes, sir.
Funk 49?
Funk 49.
Joe Walsh rules.
You're welcome.
But I can't drive 55 because it's rained really... today.
Yes, it does.
It's wonderful. What are you speaking of, sir? I love the... Yeah, you're right. It's terrible to drive in.
Well, I'm driving to San Francisco right now.
Oh, wow.
Oh, dude.
Fresh fish. Hauling some fresh fish.
Wow. Well, stay safe.
I will. Thank you.
Good luck. Thank you.
And don't drive over 55.
Oh, not today.
KLOS, hello.
Hello. How you doing?
Good. Thank you. It's Give Me Five Songs with Numbers in the title.
I like to suggest 8 Miles High by the Birds.
Nice. Wow. Very cool. Who are you?
Peter.
Peter, you got it. Here you go.
Thank you so much.
KLOS, hello.
It's Give Me Five. We're looking for songs with numbers in the title. What do you got?
Yes, how about some Prince 1999?
Oh, look at you. Well done.
I don't think we've ever played that on this radio station before.
Well, you got to play it now. There's always a first.
That is true. Who is this?
This is Dennis.
Dennis, don't worry. Be happy. Here it is.
Why does everybody have a bomb?
I don't know.
eat your oatmeal.
Mommy!
What?
Why is everybody on a bus?
I don't know.
Mom's got a low voice.
That was odd. That was very strange. That was 1999.
It was part of it.
It's 93.1 Jack FM.
Oh, no, that's how it goes away. That's the end.
It is?
That's nice and cold.
Oh,
yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah, someone suggested it for our Gimme 5 songs with...
The numbers.
I think we're going to start playing that every single day from now on.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Peace, my brother.
You want to win $1?
Yes, yes, yes. Dollar, that's what I need. So something really super easy this time? Super easy
the
subject?
10 greatest American sandwiches of all time.
Specifically American?
The 10 greatest American sandwiches of all time.
Where did this list come from, pray tell?
This list came from eatthis.com.
eatthis.com.
Which I would have done very different things with.
I'd probably make more money at it, too. That is awesome.
All right, 10 greatest American sandwiches of all time.
Well, I'm going to have to go with a pastrami sandwich. That's pretty damn American.
Pastrami.
About as American as you can get. Hell yeah.
Is number 5. Well done.
Hell yeah. Peanut butter and jelly.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Way too much stuff.
I do too. And it's not on the top 10.
What?
Right? How's that possible?
What?
I agree.
Grilled cheese.
Grilled
a lot of those
cheese,
too.
You're
this
saying.
This is sort of my favorite subject because I love sandwiches.
Yeah. You're saying grilled cheese?
Yeah. Come on.
Not on the list.
Come on, eatme.com or whatever.
Eat this.
All right.
I agree. That should be on there, too.
Right.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Well, hell's bells. Oh, I almost threw out a naughty word. One American dollar, by the way, brought to you by Yamaha Resort and Casino at San Manuel. If you spend one American dollar at Yamaha, maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamaha.com. Tuna fish sandwich. Let's go back. I mean, pastrami was on the list. Tuna fish sandwich.
You're saying.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's incorrect.
Eatme.com sucks. That blows.
All right, tell me what you think of the list.
Okay.
The 10 greatest American sandwiches of all time.
Okay.
Number 10, the club sandwich.
Club sandwich is a good one.
All right. Number 9, lobster roll.
Over a tuna fish sandwich?
Yeah, I mean.
Maybe that's not American, though. Maybe the lobster roll came from Maine or something.
Number 8 is the Reuben.
I was thinking the Reuben. I was thinking it.
Number 7, Hoagies, Subs, and Heroes. All 3.
Yeah, that's good. Those are good. America.
Number 6, chicken biscuit.
What the hell is a chicken biscuit sandwich?
It's a biscuit with chicken.
Never heard of it.
Yeah,
that's
it's a southern
sandwich
thing.
As opposed to peanut butter and jelly.
Number 5 is pastrami.
Yeah, there you go.
Number 4 is beef or French dip.
What's that one downtown? Oh, that place rules. I can't think of the name of the place.
Number 3, I've never heard of muffaletta. I don't know what that is.
Sounds nasty.
Have you heard?
Well, it's from Eat This, so what do you expect?
Oh. Number 2 is Philly cheesesteak.
Oh, yes, of course.
Of course.
Yes.
And number 1 is po' boys.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So you blew it.
Fair enough, but I didn't. You agreed. These are better sandwiches. You don't want a po' boy, you want a PB&J, right?
I do love PB&J.
The patty melt.
Oh, we're done with that.
Reuben.
Yeah. Reuben was on there.
Oh, see? There you go. Give me my dollar.
No, thanks. Time for what we learned. In Who's Naked Now, a woman stood on a bench in a library, stripped, and then just walked around the library naked.
She actually was waving a Highlights magazine over her head, as I understand it. Hey, everybody. Here's your highlight.
The TSA is going to try self-check to get you through the airport quicker.
And once again, I think you should grab your little thing there and... there you go. Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Because they will have some TSA agents watching.
Right. But, sometimes you want a pat down.
Pat yourself down, please. Please, much more thoroughly. Put it on the glass.
And Sluggo did not win one American dollar.
Wait, that's not... I remember it.
When he could not list 4 out of the top 10 favorite sandwiches in the U.S.
Favorite sandwiches in the U.S.? I remember I got all 10 of them. You were like, stop giving me all
you
those sandwiches.
You didn't get 10
guesses. Is that right?
Yeah.
I don't know. That seems weird to me. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. Right now, though, a family 4-pack of one-day, one-park tickets to Disneyland Park or Disney California Adventure Park. We have 4-pack. at 818-955-KLOS for caller 25. Good luck. One more time, I need you all to roar. What happened to Jay-Z?
Oh, I played the wrong version. Oh. I forgot to play Jay-Z's, but hello, KLOS, who's this?
Hi, this is Lauren.
Lori?
Lori, you're caller 25. Lauren, you're caller 25.
Yes, 25? Awesome.
What's your name?
That's Warren.
Warren! We were nowhere close.
Nope.
You got a family four-pack of one-day, one-park tickets to Disneyland Park or Disney California Adventure Park.
Woo! Yeah!
We still have a family four-pack of one-day, one-park tickets to Disneyland Park or Disney California Adventure Park.
Oh, yeah, that's right, huh?
Coming up between now and 6. Keep listening
for
that.
Do you want to do it right now?
We can.
Nah, let's wait.
All right.
I think we should wait.
We have a family four-pack of one-day, one-park tickets to Disneyland Park or Disney California Adventure Park.
Nice.
If you are caller 25 right now at 818-955-KLOS.
Good luck. On this day in rock, back in 1976, EMI Records reissued 23 singles from the Beatles, and every single one of them charted again in the UK. South by Southwest in Austin was the first major American festival canceled due to the coronavirus pandemic on this day in rock, back in 2020.